Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're online at soundcheck.org.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. And if you're familiar with this music, then you probably know what we're going to be talking about today. This is the theme music for the podcast called Serial. That's Serial as in a series, not the breakfast food. And the Serial podcast, produced by the folks at This American Life, has become a phenomenon over the past 2 months as listeners around the country obsessively follow reporter Sarah Koenig's tale of the murder of a high school girl in Baltimore, allegedly by her ex-boyfriend, but the story is clouded by a cast of characters, none of whom may be what they appear. It's kind of like a true-life version of Twin Peaks, the old David Lynch TV series, and it sports theme music by Nick Thornburn, who scored the first several episodes and who joins us on the line. Nick, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me, John.
And with me in the studio is Mark Phillips, who has been providing much of the soundtrack ever since those first episodes. Mark, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me.
Nick, let me start. We know you from bands like Islands and the Unicorns. Had you ever done anything like this before?
Definitely not on anything of this magnitude. I'd done, Friends short films, and I did a little bit of original music for a documentary called Only the Young. But this was really my first time scoring something of this size. Yeah.
Well, and the size, I mean, who knew that it was going to become this like talked about thing coast to coast? It was number one on iTunes, I think, before they even had the second episode up. And the mood of this podcast, Serial, is really important. How did that mood strike you when you first got this gig?
Yeah, I was sent the first episode and was told just to, score, to where I saw fit. And right away, the true crime nature and the nature of the show sort of dictated where it was going to go and what kind of mood and tone was appropriate. And like you said in the intro, Twin Peaks is an obvious touchstone in Angelo Badalamenti's work and that kind of moody, twangy guitar and atmospheric sort of synthesis and stuff like that. That was like a touchstone for me, I think.
Well, now we heard coming in a little bit of the theme music that you did for Serial, which, has become sort of iconic very quickly for a lot of listeners. But there are several versions of it, and the theme music is called Bad Dream. I want to play here a little bit of Still Dreaming. What have you done to the theme in this cue from the podcast?
I replaced the piano stabs with guitar. So I basically kept the same progression and the same structure, but put the main thrust with the guitar.
All right, let's hear a little bit of this. Is some of the music that Nick Thornburn did for the podcast from This American Life called Serial. From the hit podcast Serial, that is some of Nick Thornburn's music, a kind of variation on the theme of the podcast series. That's called Still Dreaming, and Nick's with us on the line, Mark Phillips, who's done a lot of the score in recent episodes is here with me in the studio. And Nick, you said that they gave you the first episode and told you just, you know, score where you think necessary. Not having access to kind of future episodes of the show, I guess it would have been impossible for you to be, for the most part, writing to specific moments. Is that right?
Right. I think that's where I guess at my station, I get off the train at that point. I mean, certain motifs that I handed over can still, you know, certain cues can still be used here and there. And I think when Mark sees fit, he can drop them in. But as far as going forward, I think it is pretty hard to score to something that doesn't yet exist. So I did what I could with that.
And so, Mark, you come into the game and you are scoring to specific moments.
Yeah, and it's really hard when there is the specific moments to score to. You know, some tracks, I'll do four different versions, and I work really closely with Julie Snyder, the executive producer, who's this amazing editorial force. And yeah, sometimes she'll be like, it's just a little too ominous, or it's a little too sad. And in the story, it's just, there's so much mystery and ambivalence. Mm-hmm. And if the music just goes one inch too far in one direction, you're telling the listener, don't believe this person, they're lying, or this person's wrongly accused. And so it's really delicate. And it takes a lot of fine-tuning and throwing stuff out that's, you know, a fine track, but just not coloring it the right way.
Right. And it's important to note that there are numerous voices throughout this series, and some of them are lying. You know, someone is lying about a really important thing, about the murder of an 18-year-old girl. Someone is lying, and you're hearing their voice, and it's not for you guys as the composers to try and tell us who to believe and who not to believe, but you do have to score specific moments. So tell us the moment where this piece 21 minutes comes in.
Well, we've used it a few times, so I actually am not sure the moment.
Well, let me play it, and then tell me what you originally were hearing in your mind's ear when you wrote this piece. Okay, so that's a little bit, Mark, of your piece called 21 Minutes. And I just want to say, our last podcast with Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, we had the same thing happen where, you know, there are names on these tracks, but as a composer, you don't always remember what name goes. So what was the scene that was written for?
So that was Sarah Koenig, the host, and her producer, Dana, tried to reenact basically the prosecution's timeline that said that basically Adnan had to leave school, get a ride from Hay.
Adnan is the guy who is now in prison for killing his ex-girlfriend Hay.
He's the accused killer. Mm-hmm. They basically created a timeline saying that he had to get from the school to Best Buy, kill her, and then call his friend to be picked up within 21 minutes. And they tried to recreate that because Adnan from prison, current day Adnan, is saying that's impossible. There's no way with the school buses and traffic that it's just impossible. Mm-hmm. So that was sort of a moment of them trying to recreate it. They, you know, first we run into the school and then we get behind the buses. And yeah, I guess I was going for this sort of like a clock is ticking type thing.
Right.
You know, and it's it's score, so it's not really meant to be listened without the talking and the great story on top of it. But
And did Sarah Koenig decide that 21 minutes was indeed enough time to make the trip?
I think the conclusion was it was possible but highly unlikely.
Okay. We're talking about The Music from Serial, the podcast from This American Life. You can subscribe online at serialpodcast.org. The original themes, music, and the first couple of episodes scored by Nick Thornburn, who's with us on the line. Mark Phillips mixes the show and has been doing a lot of the recent scoring. He's with me here in the Soundcheck studio. Nick, you mentioned before Angelo Badalamenti's score to David Lynch's Twin Peaks. I mean, that kind of struck me as well as a reference point here. And one of the things that Angelo did in that TV series was he assigned different themes to different characters. You have a piece called Adnan. Is this meant to be kind of his theme, a recurring motif whenever we hear from him?
Yeah, that was, I mean, again, I was working off the first episode, but that was definitely the idea, was to create these specific moods for specific characters. And, you know, everything I knew based on the first episode was that, you know, he was in jail for a crime that he claims he didn't commit. So I wanted that to inform the kind of sinister and, like, you know, sort of uncertainty in that piece.
Let's hear it's a short piece. It's called simply Adnan from Nick Thornburn. So that's Adnan, as portrayed by Nick Thornburn in the podcast Serial. Mark, you mixed the show, so is this still used?
Yeah, that piece is, you know, amazing, and we definitely, I think we use it pretty much every week. You know, it's always hard to find a piece that really fits in, and that one, it really works kind of after, seems to work after a new piece of information is given that we kind of need to think on.
So now, Nick, you've released a whole collection of your music for the podcast Serial online, probably more than the producers have actually used, right?
Yeah. I put it up within the first couple weeks of the show being up, maybe on the second week, and people were just asking me about it constantly on Twitter, like, where can I get this music, especially the theme? I mean, that was the main, you know, Bad Dream, the theme. That was what everyone was wanting. So I just decided to put it up online and kind of be done with it and just put up everything that I did. I mean, maybe a more accurate title would have been Music for Serial as opposed to Music from Serial. Because I had just made all this music and I put it up, and it wasn't necessarily like I expected it to be used, but I wanted to just put up the collection because I felt like it all belonged in the same, collection of stuff.
And some of the pieces, you know, if there's an influence of Twin Peaks, of Angelo Badalamenti, you got to be looking for it. But then in other pieces, there's a piece called In a Well, for example. When I heard this, I thought, oh, yeah, there's that kind of nocturnal, that noirish, twangy guitar. Is this what you were talking about before with Twin Peaks as kind of a touchstone?
Yeah, I think that was it. I had the whammy bar set to stun.
Set to 11?
yeah.
This is, again, some music from Nick Thornburn's collection of pieces for the podcast Serial. Music from Nick Thornburn called In a Well, and Nick and Mark, both of you have already talked about writing more music than is needed for this podcast. So How, I mean, the needs of finding just the right tenor, just the right tone for a show that is raising more questions than it answers. Mark, that's got to be kind of a weekly challenge.
Yeah. They send me the episodes on, like, I'm going to get it this final episode. They're going to send it to me. It's probably late tonight or early tomorrow. And then, so it's a day because we post it Wednesday night. So
you have one day to come
one
up
day
with the music.
To fit music in and also do all the mixing. So, yeah, it's a mad dash, and it's really hard to find the right tone. And kind of my trick has been to focus on Sarah's emotion, because that's something, it just sort of focus on, no matter where you fall on whether Adnan did it or not, or whether this person's lying, there's a few things that are undeniable. You know, Sarah is unsure. She goes back and forth, and that's something that I can focus on. And really just trying to score the ambivalence of the story, which is really hard. Like, ambivalence, if you try and think of the sound of it, it's not like it just comes to mind, like,
yeah.
You know, there's sadness and there's happiness, but ambivalence, like, what's the sound of that? It's really hard to come up with that sound for each scene.
And a very different kind of radio producer might have, you know, revealed facts as they come up as these big bombshells that just drop in the middle of the narrative. It seems like Sarah Koenig and the producers are making a concerted effort not to do that, to just, you know, as new facts occur, they raise more questions. And a good example of that is the character of Jay. They find a mm-hmm. hole in his timeline. He's a key witness. So tell us how you score. We're going to actually hear the scene. Tell us what the intent here was.
Well, yeah, this is kind of another one of those classic moments where the more Sarah learns, the less sure she is. It's kind of the opposite of what you would think. And like I was saying, the sound of uncertainty and ambivalence, that was what I was going for. And this one, it's sort of, to me, I was thinking of, like, sometimes I try and picture a scene. I was picturing sort of cloud, like a foggy scene at night, and you're not sure where you are. And so it has a drone, and then there's this sort of more ominous pulsating synthesizer that comes in towards the end, and then some high harmonic strings that, to me, add like a little bit of mystery to it.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is an actual moment from the Serial podcast.
The other thing Will told me was that he saw Jay pick up and also drop off Adnan for track multiple times.
Yeah, that was just normal. Like, normal to the point where no one would pay attention to it.
Right. So you can't solve this crime for us.
I wish I could. Oh, my goodness.
Here's another problem with the track story. Jay says he gets Adnan at about 6. There's an outgoing call at 5:38 p.m. to Adnan's friend Krista, someone Jay would not be calling, which would suggest Adnan had his phone at 5:38 p.m. And the call pings a tower that's out near that guy Patrick's house, sort of near where they end up ditching Hayes' car, not at all close to Woodlawn High School. I could keep going here to the bitter end of the night, but I'm hoping you'll take my word for it that the timeline has some problems.
From the hit podcast Serial with reporter Sarah Koenig, and music there by Mark Phillips, trying to give us the sound of ambiguity. Nick Thornburn, who did the first couple of episodes and the theme song, the theme music for Serial. Nick, did you also kind of take some early cues from Sarah Koenig's own journey through this story?
To be frank, I listened to the pilot episode that was in a rough mix one and a half times, and then I just kind of did what I always do when I'm writing. You know, I come from the world of songwriting and a recording artist who, you know, write and produce my own stuff, and I just kind of sat down and let that intuition kind of be the guide.
Yeah. Did you, there was no feeling of lyrics coming out after hearing such a word-based story?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I trade in lyrics, but
yeah.
there was definitely no room for more words.
Right. So are there, like,
kind of side musical streams off of this, some songs that are going to pop up at some point in the future as a result of this project?
I think it's highly possible. Yeah, it was definitely it was getting the blood flowing by working on this,
yeah.
You know, and having that kind of process to work through.
Now, Mark, you're talking about taking your cue from Sarah Koenig's reaction to what she's hearing, as opposed to trying to get us, the listener, to believe or disbelieve one character or the other. There is a moment in the podcast where they're talking about a note that Hay, the girl who's been killed, has sent to Adnan, her alleged killer, and you actually hear Sarah admit she doesn't know what to make of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's hear that scene, and then I want you to tell me what you did with this scene from, again, the podcast Serial.
Then there are some stray things that, I don't know what they mean, or if they mean much of anything, but I'm going to tell you about them in case. A note came up at trial. After Hay and Adnan broke up in early November, Hay had written Adnan a frustrated letter. "I'm really getting annoyed that the situation is going the way it is," she wrote. "You know, people break up all the time. Your life is not going to end. You'll move on and I'll move on. But apparently you don't respect me enough to accept my decision," unquote. Aisha Pittman read this note at trial. Hay was her best friend. Adnan had shown Aisha the letter, apparently in health class, and they'd written notes to each other on the back. Aisha in pencil, Adnan in pen. They were joking, making fun of Hay, making fun of themselves. It's all just silliness. But then at the top of the page, it says, "I'm going to kill," in pen. I talked to Aisha about it.
And I mean, did you take any of that as menacing or anything? Or was it just like part of the joking of the note? So the note just seems like you guys are just messing around.
So that wasn't on the note when I was writing with it.
You just get lost in the story, wheels inside of wheels. the sound there.
Yeah, well, that's, classic. Again, it's like that could be colored so different. If the music is ominous and threatening, then like this could be a bombshell. And I could tell from the writing, and she later on, Sarah says something like, I don't think it's a big deal. It just seems too, I think she said something like, it just seems like too like an Agatha Christie novel or something like that. So she doesn't think it's a big deal. So I didn't want it to make it seem like a big deal, but I also didn't want it to seem inconsequential. So that piece was really just about driving the story forward. And, it kind of feels like momentum, like we're learning more, we're getting more, getting closer to figuring out the prosecution's case against him. So it was really focusing on like the story rather than the, where we are in the story and rather than that piece of evidence.
So this seems, I'm going to ask you guys both this question. This scoring Serial seems to pose a really unusual challenge. It's not like scoring a film or, Nick, a documentary. It's its own thing. Was it your experience that this is unlike anything else that you've done musically?
Like I said, definitely. Well, when you're scoring to picture, you at least have something. You at least can see people's expressions on their faces, or you can see the landscape, or you can see a beautiful tracking shot. But you've got to rely on inflection and tone and voice, and obviously the host or the narrator who's guiding the story and kind of weaving and bobbing through it. So. It's definitely a different process, and but it was a really fun challenge because when I sit and write songs for Islands, it's a very similar, thing. I'm just sitting and kind of staring in the middle distance. And
writing. And for you, Mark?
Well, actually, it was pretty similar to a lot of film work that I've done in a lot of ways. And I used to work in public radio, and now I do a lot of sound design and mixing and film. And I really wanted to treat it like a film. We do a lot more restoration and like EQ for just like tiny little patches in film. I guess, I don't know why we do. We get so tedious, but we do. And so I really tried to apply that to this show and make it you know, a mix that yeah. could stand up in a theater or something.
And your score is online as well. You mentioned that Nick's is online, so is yours.
Yeah, on Thursday it'll be on iTunes. I'm releasing all the tunes that I did for it.
And Nick, are you able to still follow the podcast Serial?
Yeah, I listen every week.
You still pick out little bits and pieces that you sort of left behind early on in
yeah,
the
there's
series.
little breadcrumbs strung along there like a little trail.
Well, it's great work that both of you have been doing. And Mark, what's the we're coming down to the end of the series, is that it? Or the end of this season?
Yeah, the final episode will air Thursday morning. I'll be up late Wednesday night getting it ready.
All right. The Serial podcast is available online. You can subscribe at serialpodcast.org. It comes from the folks at This American Life with the theme song, the theme music by Nick Thornburn, and mixing and more music by Mark Phillips. And they've been with us on Soundcheck today. And guys, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on Subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more.